Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I've been reading a book called Your Brain on Nature, written by Eva Saleb and Alan Logan, that looks at the latest research on the effect of nature on neurophysiology, specifically on our health and behavior, and how we can use nature to our benefit, particularly those of us who live in an environment where spending a lot of time staring at screen devices of one sort or another takes up more and more of our day. Well, it takes up more and more of some people's day, but it doesn't take up all that much of my day. I can only stand working at the computer for so long, and then I have to go out and get my nature fix. We've been in a pattern of weather during which relatively long periods of rain and brief periods of sun and heat alternate. The grass and weeds grow at what seems like a phenomenal rate during the wet spells, and then this frenzied rush to get everything mowed and weeded and any other outdoor chores done before the next batch of rain comes along. It was during one of these bouts of activity recently that I became very much aware of the nature around me. I did this because, having read the book, I knew that paying attention to the sounds of nature, to the sights of nature, to the sense of nature, didn't have the exhausting effect on the brain that paying attention to visual, olfactory, or auditory stimulation in an artificial environment did. So I thought, well, if I'm going to get all this work done that I need to get done, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on the nature around me. Even though I've always been aware of it, just that simple act of saying, as I haul this wood, I'm going to pay attention to what I can see and what I can smell. I can say that without a doubt, it was a resoundingly successful experiment. My peonies were in bloom, and so were my wild roses. And if you're familiar with these plants, the aroma from these two flowers is intoxicating. The other thing about odor is that odor is a powerful stimulation to memory, perhaps more so than anything else. So it was with me with peonies. Sure, I remember them because I sort of think of them as the funeral flower for some reason. So the first thought was kind of a bittersweet one, and that I remembered my dad's funeral. But I also remember working in the garden with my dad. My favorite image of my dad as a child, which was coming down to our little postage stamp-sized garden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and seeing him bent over his beloved red raspberry bushes and watching a robin fly down and perch on his shoulder. I thought that was the most amazing thing I had ever seen. And while I processed these peony-related memories, I carted two or three loads of wood down to the cellar, stacked it, and I didn't even notice. And the sounds, I'm the first to admit that I'm lousy when it comes to distinguishing individual bird songs. I can tell birds by sight, well, at least the ones who have very distinctive colors. But when it comes to song, what I was aware of when I did my experiment was a symphony. All different kinds of birds, because they're all just having a great time out there. You know, they've got their babies out there, and they're collecting food. They're flying around, and there are territorial disputes. And, I mean, there's all kinds of interesting stuff going on with all kinds of different calls. What I discovered when I focused on the sound was that I didn't hear the sound of somebody somewhere cutting wood with a chainsaw. and I certainly didn't hear any sounds on the road below the house. And more wood was moved and more wood was stacked while I listened to the sounds of nature. I had the aromas of nature, I had the sounds of nature, certainly I had the look of nature. The bright, bright green this time of year. All of this accompanied me while I mowed, while I hauled wood, while I replaced my old pallets with new pallets so that when my next batch of wood arrives for the winter, I'll be all set to stack that too. When I finished, I came inside, and yes, I was physically tired. I was bone tired. I ached. I wished I were young again. But it was a different kind of tired, because while I was physically tired, my mind was at rest, my mind was at peace, my mind was refreshed. And that's a feeling I never get, no matter how many hours I spend in front of a screen.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.